What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 288. In this episode, I'll discuss the one formula that explains almost all inpatient medical emergencies. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode288. Most pharmacists like formulas. Perhaps that's why I think about the formula for oxygen delivery every time I respond to a rapid response call. Almost every time, figuring out the cause of the patient's deterioration comes down to figuring out what the problem with oxygen delivery is. Understanding and applying the formula for oxygen delivery will help you perform at a higher skill level when responding to inpatient medical emergencies. And the formula I'm referring to is oxygen delivery equals stroke volume times heart rate times hemoglobin times oxygen saturation. When oxygen delivery is impaired by one or more abnormalities on the right side of this equation, homeostatic mechanisms attempt to compensate to maintain oxygen delivery. Before I talk about how to apply this formula during an inpatient medical emergency, I'll review the three skill levels pharmacists can bring to Code Blue and rapid response calls. Level one, I call just being a pharmacist. This is when you do regular pharmacist things like drawing up and labeling medications and calculating doses. This work is valuable because it frees up a nurse to be hands-on with a patient. Level two is helping to identify and reverse the cause of the patient's deterioration. This includes listening to the bedside nurse's description of what happened prior to the emergency and reviewing a patient's meds, labs, and other clinical data to pinpoint the cause of deterioration. And level three is predicting and preparing for the pharmacotherapy needs of the patient in advance, prior to the physician ordering medications for those needs. This involves having medications available and doses calculated for a patient you predicted would need to be intubated, or a vasopressor plus IV pump plus tubing ready for a patient you predicted would become hypotensive. Preparing for these needs in advance greatly reduces the usual lag time between a physician's medication order and the implementation of that order to benefit the patient. Understanding exactly how oxygen delivery is impaired helps with the identification of the cause of the patient's deterioration and predicting and preparing for the pharmacotherapy needs of the patient. Here is a partial list. Conditions that lower oxygen saturation could be a functional airway obstruction. This is caused by a decreased level of consciousness, whereby muscles relax and allow the tongue to obstruct the airway. Treatments include airway maneuvers, antidote therapy if applicable, and intubation. Mechanical airway obstruction could be caused by aspiration of a foreign body, angioedema, bleeding, or stridor. Treatments may include anaphylaxis treatment, racemic epinephrine NEBS, like for stridor, and intubation, although in this case, it will likely be a difficult intubation. Other causes of lower percent oxygen saturation are PE or shunting. Causes of low hemoglobin, blood loss, coagulopathy, hemolysis, which might be from meds and should prompt a review of the profile, and disseminated intravascular coagulation. Causes of decreased stroke volume are decreased contractility, distributive shock such as sepsis, pancreatitis, or anaphylaxis, myocardial infarction, acidosis, and other medications. And causes a decreased heart rate would be any medication that blocks the sympathetic nervous system like metoprolol or clonidine, hypoxia, and vagal responses. By focusing on these causes of reduced oxygen delivery, you can reasonably predict when you will need medications to facilitate intubation, treat stridor, provide antidote therapy, raise blood pressure, or treat coagulopathies. At the beginning of this episode, I noted that almost every inpatient medical emergency was explained by this formula. There is, however, at least one common and notable exception: hypoglycemia. So when you're in the middle of applying the oxygen delivery formula, don't forget to check a fingerstick blood glucose. For more on how to approach problems of oxygen delivery, get a copy of my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies, by going to clinicalpharmacybooks.com. And no matter what skill level of Code Blue and rapid response you're at, the Hospital Pharmacy Academy has specific trainings to help you bring your emergency response skills to the next level. To learn more, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.